coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Here's me. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and welcome to hour number two. We're filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. And Sean, welcome to you back again.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for having me on.
Always fun to have you on. You're on every week. Just everybody doesn't really know that all the time.
Well, that's true.
But we've had a lot of fun with you over the last few weeks, and we had a lot of fun with you in Washington, D.C. when we did the Second Amendment March, and I was privileged and honored to be one of the speakers, one of the 16 featured speakers up there with Larry Pratt and Dick Heller. And
that was good times right there. You know, enjoyed that.
The Titans of Freedom.
Yes.
The Titans of Freedom. That just popped into my bird brain. I like that.
You know, I really wish a lot of people, I wish our listeners got a chance to hear Nikki Gosar's speech. It was very compelling.
Absolutely gut-wrenching. And I talked to Nikki last week. She's keeping me abreast of what's going on in Tennessee with the restaurant bar carry bill. Of course, Bredesen, the governor, vetoed it as expected. But what he already knows is that they have a veto-proof majority up there. So they're going to take a copy of their state constitution and they're going to do one of these. They're going to whack him upside the head with reality and say, no.
Very nice.
Yeah, so they're going to pass that. In fact, I believe that... I think their session ends this past week. I'll have to find that out.
Absolutely.
I kind of lost track of that. I wasn't paying attention to that this week. But another great hour planned tonight. We've got George Hill, the Mad Ogre. And for you folks in Washington, D.C., who may be listening to Armed American Radio for the first time, George, the Mad Hill Ogre. Sean?
Yes.
Talk about him. We haven't brought him on live yet, so we can talk about him.
George is very knowledgeable. He's got, you know, I listen to you doing the roundtable, and I'm just in awe about all the stuff that you ask him, and he has the right answer for it, you know.
On the fly.
On the fly. Has no clue of what you're going to ask him, and he automatically knows. Absolutely knows the game.
I can ask him about any gun, folks.
Absolutely.
And he'll tell you. So if you have a question about a gun that you have in your house, in your safe, in your wherever it may be, your car, wherever you are, because we are broadcasting from the beaches of Delray, Florida, to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska.
Coast to coast.
That's right. Coast to coast and beyond.
Coast to coast and beyond.
And having said that, now Washington, D.C., we have to give that little enclave its own... What? Oh, by the way, you know what? It's about 115 gore in this studio tonight, and our Washington listeners don't know what that means. We poke a lot of fun at Al Gore here, and we removed, because of global warming, you know, when the cherry blossoms bloom early, it must be a, you know, it means death, and that's a sign of, you know, of course, he just bought a multi-million dollar beachfront property. I guess he's not too concerned about it.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it online. It's just...
Well, that kind of defeats purpose. Why would you buy a beachfront property if global warming is going to make the ocean rise? That's kind of backwards, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but it's Al Gore.
Oh, that's true.
Al Gore's a bonehead. We've proven it here many, many times. And the fun part about it, I hope he has a napkin or at least paper towels in every room in the house. Because when the hypocrisy drips and drools, he's going to need to wipe it up or it's going to be a huge mess. And I've seen the house. It's beautiful.
Really?
So, you know, and you know what? I don't begrudge anybody the American dream. I'm striving for it. We're all striving for it.
Absolutely.
But not on my back. Okay. Anyway, we replaced the word degree in temperature with gore. And we had a lot of fun with that, and it took off across the country. So it's at least 115 to 120 gore. In the studio with the air conditioning broken down. All right, listen, let's get some business done.
All right.
877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark if you want to talk about guns.
Yes.
And ammunition. Big guns, little guns, medium guns, giant guns, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you carry, feel free to call in. And We had a couple other callers come in earlier, and again, off topic when we had the guest on. Not a whole lot is off topic with George, so let's bring George Hill, the Mad Ogre, in now. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Always a pleasure.
And a privilege, Mark. It's good to be on the show. Sean, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Outstanding. It's about a about 65 Gore out here at Ogre Ranch.
In Vernal, Utah.
And beautiful day, and I'm going to be watching the sunset off the front porch here as I look out across my valley, and it's just a beautiful day. Now, just a shout-out to Washington, D.C. I love that town. When I was a kid, I spent a whole summer touring the Smithsonian Institute. And
you can spend a whole summer there, too.
Oh, my God.
I still not see even half of it. just a fantastic place to learn about our nation's history, the greatest nation on the planet, and really appreciate our heritage.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. I have a bonehead to give out.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this quote. You're talking about the greatest nation on the planet.
Yes.
How dare you? Listen to this quote. From childhood, we are indoctrinated with the propaganda that America is superior to other nations, that our way of life, a mass-market democracy manipulated by lobbyists, is superior to all other forms of government, that no matter how frivolous and debased, our American culture is the supreme culture, as our language is the supreme language, that our most blatantly imperialistic and cynical political goals are always idealistic, while the goals of other nations are transparently opportunistic. Now, folks, that comes to us from, get this, acclaimed author Joyce Carol Oates. Do you know who she is?
She's a bonehead.
She's a bonehead. She's bonehead number two. We gave, you know, Obama was an obligatory bonehead tonight. She's
Absolutely.
A Princeton University professor of humanity and the arts. Now, let's read the definition from Merriam-Webster's of imperialism. Imperial government, authority, or system, the policy, practice, or advocacy of extending the power and dominion of a nation, especially by direct territorial acquisitions or by gaining indirect control over the political or economic life of other areas. Broadly, the extension or imposition of power, authority, or influence. Folks, you know, this is the greatest nation on earth.
You know, absolutely. We gave Panama back to Panama. We gave the Canal Zone back to Panama.
I didn't know France was our 51st state. Go ahead and laugh, Sean.
That's, you know, that is absolutely, I think I've heard everything now.
You'll keep hearing it. You'll keep hearing it. And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, get this. We have a caller. And I tell you what, Sean, is it really him?
Yes, it is.
It really is.
It really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of being in Washington, D.C. tonight, someone that you owe a debt of gratitude to, whether you like guns or not, if you appreciate your freedom, you owe a debt of gratitude. And if it's the name, I think, because I'm looking at it on this screen, Mr. Dick Heller is on our line. And Dick Heller lives in that federal enclave. And you all know what Mr. Dick Heller did in 2008. Let's bring him in. Mr. Heller, thanks for calling Armed American Radio. How are you?
Hey, hello, Mark.
You must be listening to us on 1260 AM.
I finally figured out how to do it, and I wanted to give you congratulations on your expansion to my hometown.
Thank you. All right.
Man, I'm telling you what, your hometown is all of our hometown.
Okay, let me finish my sentence.
There you go, please.
Welcome
I'm all giddy.
To my hometown, Constitution Corruption City, D.C.
The District of Corruption? Is that where we're going here?
Wow.
The District of Unbelievable. Dick, it is a real pleasure to have you calling in tonight. I'm glad. And it's good to know that you're listening because your victory in 2008, widely known as Heller.
Heller 1. Heller 2 is in the courts.
All right.
Good. Keep Heller 3 plan 2 because we may need it. And, of course, we're going to get the McDonald decision coming down here real soon, too. That's widely expected to come out in June, I believe. Right, George?
It's automatic. Yes, it'll be out in June. Something could happen to carry it to the next term, but you know that's very important. They're not going to play around with that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. I hope that Otis and Laura and David and Colleen Lawson. Laura and Otis McDonald. I didn't say McDonald. And David and Colleen Lawson, the four plaintiffs in the Chicago case, they have a real special story to tell you, I think, about Heller 1.
You know, that's we're going to go to a break, and when we do, Dick, can you stay on the phone for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure, okay.
And stay with us through the break, because I'm really glad that you called, and we want to talk. I want to talk about what the Heller decision has done, because I think that the Heller decision has helped awaken the sleeping giant a little bit here. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Sean Young, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and a special surprise call from Mr. Dick Heller, who's listening live in the District of Columbia. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thank you very much for that, John Young. We love John Young. here on Armed American Radio, especially the way he says guns and ammunition, because it's just there's just a coolness factor to it. What can I say? I'm joined by a very special caller in this segment of Armed American Radio. Unexpectedly, we've just received a call from Mr. Dick Heller. And those of you who may need somewhat of an education there, Dick Heller, of course, is the man behind the Heller decision, the Supreme Court decision that came down in July of 2008, which ridded, is that right? Ridded?
Eliminated.
Let's do that. Let's change
it.
Yeah. Eliminated the District of Columbia's handgun ban, and a very, very befitting call to get right now with our first night broadcasting on WWRC Airwaves 1260 AM Intelligent Talk. Mr. Heller, welcome back to Armed American Radio. It is truly a pleasure.
You're too kind, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, I had an opportunity. I broke bread with you in Washington last month and spent some time with you. And, of course, both of us were featured speakers at the Second Amendment March. A great time was had by all. And I want to ask you this. We kind of talked about it before the break. Let's dive right in. I believe that your decision, that your Supreme Court decision, has helped push this constitutional awakening that we're seeing in America today. Would you agree with that?
You were reading my mind across the distance between us, maybe 1,000 miles. I don't know how you do that. But I did have a question for you. I think you're tapping the pulse every week. You've probably become, you could probably be labeled as a sociologist over a period of time, you know, with your observations. But it seemed to me, see, we don't see everything inside the beltway that you see outside the country as hard as we try. But it seems to me that the Heller 1 decision, it's a long-winded prep, but I do have a question for you. The Heller 1 decision, you know, the enumerated individual right of handgun freedom or handgun ownership, we had maybe one court case every couple of years, and then after that decision, we had, it precipitated 200 lawsuits against governments across the nation in
Isn't
the first
that amazing?
Year. 200.
200.
Boy, that boggled my mind when Alan Gottlieb published that fact.
Right.
And it seemed to me, I got the feeling here in D.C. that I started seeing the beginning of citizen pushback against the government in the form of these massive tax rallies, and then the anti-Obama health care rationing pushback, and then finally the Tea Parties came. And, Mark, here's the question. With your finger on the pulse, did you ever get the feel that the handgun decision acted as a wake-up call to all citizens to start the pushback, with the message being that if you work at it long enough and hard enough and make sacrifice, that you can fight a corrupt city hall or even a corrupt central government, and we can win?
Yes. I can answer that question very quickly. First of all, thank you very much for the kind remarks. But my immediate answer to that is absolutely. And I say that because if you step out of the bubble, and first of all, your observation about D.C., that you don't see what we see outside the Beltway every day. Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, you're chiming in there too. I mean, you agree with
it. Oh, absolutely. I agree with it. Yes.
You were in Washington with me.
Yes.
And, Dick, you're absolutely right about that, sir. You don't. And if people get outside of the bubble that they're in and they look down objectively at what's happening today, I think that you can go back to the Heller case in 2008. And I say that it's not just about handguns, Dick. You know, the Heller decision, of course, obviously freed up, you know, the enclave, the federal enclave known as the District of Columbia. And your city council is still fighting and pushing back right now, but the people are pushing back. And they're not just pushing back in the sense of gun control and the right to keep and bear arms, but it's evidence of the bigger picture as a whole of the Tea Party movement. I mean, we need look no further than what happened yesterday in Hawaii, happened in New Jersey. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What happened in New Jersey, what happened in Massachusetts with Brown, what happened in Virginia, and what we feel is going to happen in November. So, yes, my answer to that is an emphatic yes. George, you're on. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think this is a great example of how the liberal elite is getting a little bit smacked down. Washington, D.C., being, of course, controlled by the liberal fascists, getting a taste of the fact that they're not above the law. The Constitution applies to them, and we just have to make sure that we keep applying this to every one of them. And what makes me nervous is the nomination of this non-judge judge, who, again, just another one of these elitists who does not support First Amendment, does not support the military, does not support the Second Amendment, and just flat out doesn't support the Constitution. And we just need to make sure that Washington, D.C. is, inside that beltway, is filled and staffed by people who believe in the Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you on absolutely. That. Dick, I you know, I have talked to you on the air a number of times, and I've said to you, you know, thank you on behalf of everybody listening to Armed American Radio and our supporters, because it isn't just about guns. It's about freedom is what we're talking about here. And the First Amendment is protected. All of the amendments are protected by the Second Amendment. There's a reason it's number two. And having said that, I would like to ask you now, as time goes by, and we get further and further away from the decision in the Heller 1 case in 2008, in the summer of 2008, what steps, where are we freedom-wise in Washington, D.C. now? I know that Kook City Council is now, you know, continuing to fight the Supreme Court decision. They're fighting, you know, the inevitable. And eventually they're going to accept the fact that they've been defeated. But where are we now in D.C.?
Well, in relation to just the Second Amendment, I mean...
Just the Second Amendment. Let's focus on the rights of your neighbors right now where you are.
Well, I'll give you an example. The Heller 2 case was just about all the issues that were ignored, that were not strongly addressed in the Heller 1 case, like registration, having to pay fees to exercise your right, and if you have to register every 3 years so that... I like to say you pay fees so that if you forget to register every third year, if you have a handful of guns, you'll be guaranteed they'll have money to come and get you to throw you in prison.
Oh, wow.
Because the good guys belong in jail, the criminals deserve the guns and to roam the streets.
Well, that's the first big myth of gun control. Gun control is not designed to control crime. It's designed to control freedom. It's designed to control you.
Absolutely.
It's designed to control a law-abiding citizen.
To show you how arrogant they are, the Heller 2 case, we had these issues, leftover issues to be addressed from Heller 1, and the city, the district court would not even grant us a hearing. They just dismissed it. That shows the arrogance. They didn't even want to hear it, so that's why we had to go to the next level.
Well, you go to the next level, and you're going to push it
there,
like you've been doing. You're doing it right now.
Oh,
McDonald
sure
is expected to come out by the end of this term, at the end of the month of June. Listen, we've got another 30 seconds. We have a caller from Battle Creek, Michigan, on the line, and he's got a comment on the show for Jerry up in Battle Creek. Dick, can you stick around with us?
Sure. For 30 seconds? Sure.
More than 30 seconds. Can you stick with us through this break?
Okay.
Have you got the time? I know you're at work.
Yes, I can. I'm watching everything on a monitor.
That's a beautiful thing. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network with Mark Walters, Sean Young, George the Mad Ogre Hill. We've got a special guest on the line, Mr. Dick Heller, and we're going to take a call from Jerry in Battle Creek, Michigan, when we come right back talking about your rights.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Got an email here from Mark Kissinger. We'll read this right now. Mark, thanks for giving me something sane to listen to every week. Thanks, Mark. I could stop right there and enjoy that email. But listen to this. This is good. Here in Iowa, we just passed concealed carry reform with all branches of our state government controlled by Democrats. Our legislature doesn't do much right, but I'll give them credit for once. If we can get this done here, this year's elections could be pretty friendly for Second Amendment issues. Keep the faith and the fight going. Thanks, Mark Kissinger. Mark, thanks for the email. You're right. We talked about Iowa a little bit last week and the week before and some of the reforms that you are passing in Iowa, and it's going to be really nice because come January 1st next year, 2011, which, believe me, that freight train has pulled out of the gate. We are already almost 6 months in to 2010, which is kind of scary. But come January 1, 2011, Iowa joins the ranks, thank God, of shall issue carry rather than may issue carry. And that is a huge accomplishment in Iowa, so congratulations to everybody there. We've also got some other emails we'll get to later on in the broadcast. A really good one from a gentleman by the name of John LaRue, Leftist Agenda and Waking Up America, and a very well thought through email, and we'll get to that in just a second. But first, let me welcome back Sean, you first.
Absolutely, I'm here.
hard to welcome you back when you're in my ear all the time every week.
Yes,
and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you're still with us.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing, and we've got a special caller, an unannounced, or I should say unexpected gift, and that is Mr. Dick Heller, who called in surprisingly tonight. That's great. Dick, thank you for calling in, and welcome back to Armed American Radio. By the way, folks, I did not, because we get so wrapped up in time, get the opportunity. I want to thank Aaron Zellman from JPFO. Aaron is going to come back to Armed American Radio, and we'll give even more time with him because he has so much to say. And you can go to jpfo.org, jpfo.org, to see what another no-compromise gun group, gun lobby group does. They're very powerful, and we're very thankful that they're out there. Dick, we have a call from Jerry in Battle Creek, Michigan. Let's go to that real fast. Jerry, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, man, doing great. What's the gore up there in Battle Creek, Michigan, coming up towards Memorial Day?
The gore was almost 90 today. It was beautiful.
Isn't that great?
It's been colder than average, but you know how it goes.
Well, yeah, it's getting close to summertime. I expect the gore to be getting up there.
Absolutely. It's supposed to be.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Let's remind folks that it's summertime, people. It's supposed to get hot. Jerry, you had a comment on the show. Go for it.
I did. Well, give a shout out to George and to Sean, and just wanted to say it's great to have a common-sense show, straight talk, straightforward, dead-on, average citizen stuff.
Well, I appreciate it.
Outstanding.
Sitting with a Kimber Tactical 2 and a Gelco Concealable as we speak.
Ooh, and that's a good holster, too. That's a good holster. I've got a couple of those.
I got a drawer full of Gelco. Best in the world.
Yeah, and how do you like that Kimber?
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, that's
trouble-free.
That's nice. That's a really nice nice weapon.
My wife bought it for me for my birthday, and I got about almost 5,000 rounds through it. And sticks once in a while, little glitches here and there with certain ammos, but it's a great gun.
You know, that Kimber, that the TAC Custom Series, or the TAC.
Look, we can't stop George if we tried.
Oh, man. The checkering, the alloy frame, the black slide, the tritium night sights. Man, that's my
beautiful
favorite Kimber
gun
right there.
Oh,
thank
wow
goodness for a wife. Hey, I just want to tell you, you guys are dead on. I'm an older guy, but got my first permit in Michigan in the early 90s when all you could get was for hunting and trapping, they called it. Got it because it was my right. We need to use those, as you guys talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, we're a shall issue state. And just like I say, I appreciate all you guys are doing. I wanted to make one comment about our non-worthy, non-deserving president. One good thing the man has done. And that is, I try to take a lot of kids shooting. I have a little handgun range on my property here, and
I'm very envious.
What I find out with the younger folks that come out here, and I'm talking mid-teens to early 20s, is that they're in touch. Most of them don't like mainstream media. Most of them realize that we have to take control of our country again. And when I was a young man, people didn't think that way.
Yeah. Well, that's refreshing.
That is refreshing. Very refreshing.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone here with me for a second, Jerry, if you can do that.
Absolutely.
That's very impressive to hear Jerry say that, because I did not even get involved in anything political until I was 50. So I am always so impressed when I see the 20-somethings in active.
Yeah, that is great news. There's hope.
Yeah, there is.
There's hope. You know, for all you folks that are wondering where the hopey change thing is.
Absolutely.
There's hope. There's real hope, not a bumper sticker.
And it's working for us.
He's got to read that bumper sticker from a teleprompter. Let's remind folks of that. All right? The teleprompter in chief would have to remind himself via teleprompter. He'd probably screw up the words if the teleprompter wasn't there. I know he was. There's video of him speaking at a grade school with a teleprompter.
Maybe that's why he didn't say anything to Mexico's president the other day.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to say.
Well, here's the scary part about that, folks. He knew what was going to be said. He read that speech. He knew what was happening on that floor, and he was complicit in it. So when, you know, he knew that they were going to call for that assault weapons ban.
Absolutely.
He knew it. He
hey,
knew
Mark?
It. Yes, sir.
I would just like to give a big shout out to our law enforcement and to our soldiers that are protecting all of us. I have a young man, my number two son, is doing his second tour in Afghanistan with the 173rd Airborne, and I am so proud of our law enforcement and troops that provide us with the rights that we have, and even sometimes for me to have the right to be mouthy and say what I feel.
I'll tell you what, that's a good opportunity for me right now. I'm going to have to find this because I mentioned it in the first hour, that we have picked up a new, we have adopted a new American hero. Everybody knows Samuel Rouse. We adopted Samuel Rouse and the 11th MEU, mm-hmm. Marine Expeditionary Unit, and we've had Samuel on this program a number of times. We've followed him through his deployment. And he came back home safe and sound. And his father, Ed Rouse, is a big fan of the show. We've got an email from Ed. And Ed was absolutely thrilled to know that we picked up and adopted yet another one. And we're going to be talking about James here. And we'll do that in the next segment. I want to push that off. But I encourage you to go to armedamericanradio.org and check out the America's Hero page, America's Heroes page. Please check that out. There's a photograph there of the 317th U.S. Cavalry, baby.
Nice.
Excellent.
You better believe it. And we've got a photo of one of those choppers flying around right now, and those guys are out in, I believe, the Kandahar province. And we've got an address there where we can begin sending those folks some packages from home. And it looks like Ed Rouse is going to be our first one to send that out. He sent an email out today, and he says, you give us that address, and we're going to get the packages out to these guys right off the bat. And we are. And I'll tell you what, folks, take a pen down. Let's go ahead and give you this address now. You can send it to any soldier. ETRP 3-17 CAV, C-A-V, TF Light Horse, APO, AE 09310. And I will give that out later in the show. And you can head over to armedamericanradio.org, click on America's Heroes page, read a little bit about these heroes that are over there fighting for our freedoms and our rights, and you can send them anything. They'll take anything from home. Yet again, we're backing up against the clock. It never fails. Jerry, I want to thank you very much for the call from Battle Creek, Michigan. Keep the gore high. Go fishing and skiing out at Wamplers, Lake Wamplers. I used to do that up in Michigan.
There you go. Hey, really, we had our tea party meeting yesterday in Battle Creek. So
that's a beautiful thing.
Keep up the good fight. We're going to show them something.
You got a deal, man. Keep up the good fight. Thanks much for the call.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you betcha. George and Mr. Heller. Mr. Heller, I'm going to ask you to stay through again. Can you do so?
Yeah, sure.
Good. We'll keep you on. Keep you on. See, when you call here, we're going to latch on to you, and we just did.
Okay. A wealth of knowledge. Definitely.
A wealth of knowledge. You're definitely on the Armed American Radio Network, folks. I'm your host, Mark Walters, with Sean Young, Mr. Dick Heller, George, the Mad Ogre Hill, and we'll be right back after these messages. Please don't go anywhere.
You are cool.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips,
training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking prior to the break. We were so rudely interrupted by Father Time about the newest adoption of America's Heroes here, Sean. And I want to take this opportunity to read this email so that we don't get off track. I'll just go ahead and go there now. This comes to us from Specialist James Childers.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had an email correspondence this morning from Afghanistan.
Oh, nice.
In real time, he was online, and we were talking back and forth and made the instant decision to adopt him and his troop.
Absolutely.
And all of those guys and gals over there. And one of the latter emails, I asked for a little bit more information because I wanted to get it up on the website quickly, which mission was accomplished. And he says, I am in the 3-5 platoon of Echo Troop. We fuel and arm the birds that support the ground units. As you can imagine, there is a lot more to it than that, though. I'm not real good at describing things, so you might have to keep it. I might have to keep it short for the time being. I do know there is a decent amount of us that either have Georgia firearm licenses or a concealed handgun license from a state with reciprocity in Georgia. Of course, they're based out of Savannah area.
Uh-huh.
Our platoon runs 3 FARPs, which is Forward Arming Refueling, located on FOB Fenty in Jalalabad, mm-hmm. Camp Wright, and I won't even try to pronounce that one, and Camp Blessing, and he puts in parentheses, not sure of the town. Well, that's good because I'm not either. I can tell you that it is in the Stan, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he says, this allows the birds to fly close to the Pakistani border, provide overwatch and firepower for convoys and ground patrols, support medevac birds, move supplies, and never have to go very far for fuel and ammo. Hope that is enough info for now. I'm sure once I hit the send button, I'll think of some more stuff. Anyhow, the mailing address for the troop is, and I just gave that out, so please check armedamericanradio.org and click on America's Heroes tab page up at the top of the site, and you'll get all of the information and a really cool high-resolution, high-definition photo of one of those birds he keeps well-fed with ammunition.
And if you
guns.
Can, definitely send these guys something because they are fighting for us to have the rights that we have in this country. And they're fighting the insurgents, that the madness that's coming, you know, trying to take it down our country. And they need as much as they can get. You know, they don't have the same things that we have. And so,
anything. Send them anything. Send them anything.
Absolutely.
We had a guy write in that said not too long ago that toilet paper from home.
Absolutely.
Was a gift. A cake of soap. Send them some cookies.
Absolutely. And
remember, send them a letter. Send them a note. Send them anything.
And remember, they're young. These guys are in their, and women are in their 20s.
That's right.
You know, so they're young. They're away from home.
Yeah, that's right. And they're fighting for us. They're fighting for you. And they're fighting so that hopefully, your kids won't have to.
Mm-hmm. You know, reaching out to these guys is so important because they're away from their home. They're away from their families. And every little thing it means so much to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And, you know, George, I know you guys sent the Slipstream oil out there for them, so we've got a new batch that we're going to get from you to send out to these guys.
Absolutely.
You know, took well good care.
We're going to send it to them.
Yeah, took really, really good care of Samuel Rouse, and, you know, we'll let you know when he redeploys again in the near future, and we'll continue to follow the 11th MEU, Marine Expeditionary Unit, and stay on top of those guys. So we've added another one there. So thanks very much for Specialist James Childers for the communication. You know, what really got that email started was he asked a question. He said, can you put the show on a thumb drive for me? Their internet connection, Dick, is so bad. It's about 4 KBs per second. And I said, well, yes. Let's just see what we can do for you, my friend. And that started the exchange because he replied very, very quickly. Now, Mr. Heller, back to you.
Yes, sir. By the way, may I plug one of your sponsors?
Please do.
I got to tell you, I have a Utah concealed carry license, which, as you know, is good in about 30 states. If I ever have to plunk it up on the counter in front of the judge to say, hey, they trust me 30 other places. What's wrong with this third world country? But I also, my favorite magazines, two of my three favorite magazines are U.S. Concealed Carry and Women and Guns, because they have excellent legal articles in them. Especially.
They do. The USCCA magazine, Concealed Carry magazine, of course, which I write for as well, and George also contributes to, has one of my favorite columns. George, you'll agree with this, and I know you will, is it doesn't have to make sense. It's just the law.
Exactly.
And how well spoken is that title?
You know, we got these politicians who don't know anything about guns or health care or border security or laws written in Arizona, yet they're going to make opinions and they're going to make laws and legislations regarding such things.
I guarantee they'll read Concealed Carry magazine. They don't read the laws in Arizona before they start picking them apart. Attorney General Holder, you need to go. You need to go. Hopefully you're listening to Armed American Radio. Bye-bye. See you later. The Attorney General of the United States. I haven't read it. Okay, I'm speechless. Let's just move on. It angers me. Dick, isn't that crazy?
Yes. You know, this would be a good time to prepare for an upcoming event in June. If you go to, the 26th of June every year we celebrate as the Heller One victory. This year we're having a picnic across the river in Virginia. If you go to HellerEvent.com, it describes our picnic.
HellerEvent.com, folks, and that's going to be where in Virginia?
It's at Fort Hunt Park. It's okay. About halfway between D.C. and Mount Vernon.
Okay, very nice, very nice. Is that where the Open Carry Rally was recently held?
The Open Carry Rally was right across the bridge at the end of 14th Street Bridge at the airport.
Gotcha. Yeah, they got a lot of press over there.
You could see them from the other side of the river.
Yeah, they were carrying guns. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, it was so dangerous. No one was arrested. No one was hurt.
And the guns didn't shoot anybody.
No, they didn't. I was waiting desperately to see the column in the Washington Post-it note that somebody's gun flew out of their holster and shot the place up. And, of course, it doesn't happen.
You know what was conspicuous in its absence was proper coverage of our Patriot Day Second Amendment march on the Mall, because nobody was carrying any guns. All the photographers and the writers were across the river watching the guns to see if anything was going to happen.
Sure, they're looking for that photo op, and they didn't really have much to write about.
And, you know, by comparison, what I find funny is certain things sink in over time. You know, they pay me to be a security guard in an unmarked federal building that is a constitutionally valid a government agency. I won't say what it is, but it's a pleasure to work for them. And they actually want me to wear a gun in their presence.
Isn't that great?
I mean, you know, the
But the irony again.
The absurdity. Something's going to happen, but they beg me and pay me to wear the gun because they know nothing will happen, but they pass laws as if something will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the irony, Sean, it's crazy.
And that is absolutely ludicrous.
I know.
I cannot wrap my head around that.
They're delighted to have me here with the gun.
But as soon as you walk out, you got to put it up.
And, of course, this is what started the entire fight. And I love hearing this come out of your mouth, Dick, every time we talk and when we've met. And that is, you know, a decade and a half, 15 years of your life you've been fighting for this. And all of America owes you an enormous debt of gratitude, not just gun owners, but freedom owners.
32 years with no Second Amendment.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, that's been changed as a result of your tenacity and persistence, and we all owe you a debt of gratitude. And, you know, McDonald is going to benefit from that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Dick Heller for calling in. That was great. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, we're getting ready to go into the roundtable. Sean, we'll all be back. Dick, thanks for calling in. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Make sure you crank up 1260 WWRC in Washington, folks, for hour number three. We will be right back after these messages for the famed roundtable.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.